Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
Thomas Jefferson wrote, "The government closest to the people serves the people best." But this bill obliterates small government.
Texas State Senator Sarah Eckhardt condemned the passage of a bill intended to strip local control from the state's largely Democratic-run cities and shift control to its Republican-run legislature. Critics say the bill could drastically limit local government's ability to make progressive rules regarding labor rights, predatory lending, and more. Supporters of the bill, including Governor Greg Abbott, say the bill is needed to provide statewide consistency for small businesses. A ban on abortions after 12 weeks will remain the law in North Carolina after the GOP-led legislature overrode Governor Roy Cooper's veto.
This vote shows that Republicans are completely unified in their assault on women's reproductive care.
Cooper pointed out the bill was never allowed public input or amendments. The ACLU said lawmakers are ignoring the democratic process in order to push through unpopular legislation against the will of the people. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals began hearing arguments Wednesday in the Biden administration's efforts to overturn a Texas judge's decision banning the abortion medication mifepristone. A decision is not expected for weeks. The U.S. Supreme Court says the state of Illinois can keep its ban on assault weapons in place for now. The justices denied an emergency request challenging the law. Carrie Fliegler of Moms Demand Action Illinois says the ban is meant to save lives.
We really want to make clear that we are not against guns. We really aren't. We are pro-safety, and there's a way to get that done.
Illinois passed the assault weapons ban after a gunman killed 7 people and injured dozens more at a Highland Park, Illinois, 4th of July parade last year. Congressman Hank Johnson of Georgia says it's time to pass the Judiciary Act to expand the Supreme Court.
A 6-3 far-right supermajority on the United States Supreme Court threatens our rights, our democracy, and our planet.
Johnson and fellow Democrats want 4 seats added for a total of 13 justices. They say it will better protect the nation against partisan rulings like last year's overturning of Roe v. Wade. Book publisher Penguin Random House and free speech organization PEN America have filed a lawsuit against a Pensacola, Florida school district. They allege the district violated the First Amendment by removing more than 150 books, of which 60% dealt with race or LGBTQ issues. Washington Governor Jay Inslee has signed a major new drug policy to keep controlled substances illegal while encouraging prosecutors to divert cases for addiction treatment. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.